Nobody likes me. Cause I'm a creep.
Samside, what do you think of this new couch? It's so new and innovative.
Is this not our regular couch?
I can't tell. Just do a flashback of all the different times we've seen the couch. Whoever edits, just flashback through all the different times you've seen the couch.
And digitally just replace it with that couch. Like over us.
Yep, over us. It's just the couch.
It's just on top of
it. It's a really terrible Photoshop, like heads cut off.
Actually.
Like, and all that. And like the background's still in it.
Brian's got one arm.
So, Kevin, why don't you introduce us to this new video? Because you introduced us to Creep.
That's true. So once we decide to start doing a regular weekly series on Creep.
Yeah.
Bringing it back.
Bringing it back.
Sure, we haven't done that in a while.
So I suggested Creep because it was something I kind of saw on a whim. I just saw it on Netflix and it was in my queue because I had heard some things about it. And actually, the guy who did the music for Nemesis told me about it. And he was like,
I was about to say, there's no music in Creep.
I thought you were going to say the guy that did the music for Nemesis also did the music for Creep, and I would have believed you.
Yeah, because nobody did it. Cause there's no music.
He just mentioned it. He's like, because he likes horror movies, and he's like, yeah, I saw it on Netflix. It's pretty good. And I'm like, it's probably not. Shut up. and then I did hear good things about it, and I put it in my queue, and I just watched it one night. Cause I was like, oh, thank God, it's an hour long.
Here's the thing about a movie like that. Even if it's bad, it's only an hour long.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're like, cool. So I took my chance.
It's also stars Brian's favorite human being that's ever lived.
Oh, yeah.
Not guaranteed guy.
Mark Duplass.
Who Brian knows every little fun fact.
We found that out yesterday, that he just knows, he's seen everything.
All you have to do is mention his name.
He knows where he lives.
I didn't even have to say his name. I just said, oh, we watched Creep that has the guy from Safety Not Guaranteed in it. And Brian was like, oh, Mark DuPont or whatever his name is.
Mark Duplass.
Yeah. He's like, yeah, he's in this. I've seen all those things 50 times.
He was in a porno when he was 18. I own that on DVD and VHS.
This is a lock of his hair.
Yeah, Brian has probably sucked that guy's dick.
Mm-hmm. I know that. I know for a fact Brian has.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, Kevin, that's why you suggested it.
So I suggested it. I saw it, and I was just shocked completely by how much I loved it, because I didn't know or expect anything from it at all. I didn't even know what it was about, and then it just, you know, it just kept happening and happening, and I liked it because there was like long spaces of things that like nothing was really happening, and then something crazy happened.
It was very continuous.
Yeah. And then the next time something crazy happened, it was a significantly less time than the last time, and then it gets shorter and shorter and shorter and shorter and shorter with the crazy
stuff. One of the things that I noticed is that most of the movie probably could have been shot in less than 24 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like it seemed like that movie took 20 minutes to make.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah, very, very easy.
And really quick to edit.
Yes.
Because they very clearly only used one camera and only did a few takes. And they're like, oh, yeah, we'll just, who cares, jump cuts, whatever. It's a
found
footage.
And there's a lot of long shots, too.
For me, going into it, I was very excited, as you probably could have seen at the end of the last movie of the week, at the idea of doing another indie 2015 horror movie.
Like a good amount of people have seen.
Just show shots of Hidden while I'm saying this, and how many views we got.
How many views it has, yeah.
So I was excited because I was like, even if whether we hate it or not, it's still gonna be like it's in our niche. So I was excited, but I don't think I didn't think too much about what the movie would be like. I didn't even know it was a mockumentary.
I didn't know either.
Footage. You probably said something, but I completely forgot.
You'd have to check the tapes because I remember I didn't say a whole lot.
I also remembered when the movie was starting. I was like, I'm pretty sure I ignored everything Kevin said.
Yeah.
I think I was thinking about something else while he was talking about it.
That's probably true. It does the dirties thing where it's also like there's not as far as dirties or even like as interesting as dirties, but in the same way there's also like the aspect of he's a low budget filmmaker, or he's a cameraman.
Yeah.
And so there, it has that just kind of like film angle to it a little bit, just slightly. Yeah. It's not as bad. It's not as much as Dirties, where the Dirties
is
just
a video camera.
Yes, where the Dirties is just a movie about making a movie.
Yeah.
But anyway,
I thought it was pretty cool, that movie.
Oh, we gonna jump into just
first reactions.
We did first impressions.
I kind of did mine.
So first impressions, and then what we thought. So did we like it? So Sam Slade was on the right track.
Yeah.
So Sam Slade, you liked it?
I did like it. It's enjoyable. It's short, which is great. Like, I think if it was a super, like, if it was like an hour and 40 minute movie, it might diminish a lot.
It definitely would have overstayed its
welcome. Yeah, it knows its boundaries. Like, the movie knew, like, okay, if we're here for another 20 minutes, we're going to lose our audience. But the movie also does something that I really liked, and it really plays to its strengths, because not only does not say it's welcome, it gets better as it goes. Like, I think the last act of the movie is the strongest, and it has, like, I was busting up laughing by the end of it. Oh, it's pretty much a comedy. At least I thought it was. Like, I did.
It's
like,
both. It depends on how you're thinking at the time.
It's hard for
depending
me to even.
Depending on the scene, too.
It's hard for me to even think of it as just a horror comedy. Like, I was cracking up. Like, even the parts that were, like, supposed to be scary, like, it was just hilarious.
Like it's like a creepy funny. Like, it's just, like, none of the scares or anything scary in it is, like, oh, that's horrifying. There's nothing horrifying about it. It's just very, very creepy and unsettling.
And by the end of it,
but at the same time, funny.
By the end of the by the last scene, which got the biggest laugh out of me, literally the last shot, I was nearly on the floor. Or not the last shot, but like the last line of dialogue. So I definitely liked it. I liked it a lot.
Yeah.
Something that, because I didn't even think really about the whole comedy thing in terms of like. that it was like defining it as a horror comedy, because it's a lot more subtle than any other horror comedy. Because you see things like Evil Dead or Reanimator, things like that. It's kind of obvious, you know. It's like, or even What We Do in the Shadows. They're vampires, so there's going to be a scene where you know they bite someone and blood goes everywhere. Like, shoot, no. You know, it's very, you know. I mean, that's more subtle than most, but still, I mean, there are some obvious things that you expect from the genre. But
so
because this isn't, this doesn't necessarily fall into an exact part of the horror genre. Yeah. It's just kind of about a creepy guy, and it's like this psychological thing, and it's meant to creep you out more than anything.
Just thinking about the last thing that happens.
Yeah.
So yeah, we all liked it.
Yeah.
Like, it's a horror movie.
It's effectively creepy and effectively like. Because it combines that awkward laugh to like
so going through the really going through the plot of it. It is about this for hire cameraman. Like, that's what he does. He's just a freelance cameraman, and it starts off with a and for a cameraman, he's a really shitty one. Like, he's not.
I'm pretty sure he just owns a camera.
Yeah, he just bought a VHS camera one day and put an ad on Craigslist saying I'm a cameraman now, and the film starts with him driving up into the mountains. Like, it shows you a shot of the mountains, and he's like holding the camera and the
film
passenger
some guy
seat.
On Craigslist.
Yeah, and so he sets up the plot where he's like, I'm gonna go drive, and like, he's like, oh, maybe it's a hot chick who just wants me to fuck her and film it.
Like, that'd be sweet.
And then he gets there, and it turns out that it is the safety not guaranteed goober, Mark DeMont.
Mark DePlace, please.
I've said his name wrong.
Have
every
you guys
time.
Seen The One I Love with Mark Duplass?
No.
DuPont?
No. Still gotta see that.
That was the first one I saw.
Marky Mark DuPont.
And he's really good in that, too.
He's the best part in Safety Not Guaranteed. Like, he's easily my favorite part.
Yeah, well, he's the best part of a lot of things. He's a good actor.
Well, he's the best part of Brian's life.
Yeah.
He is.
I'm pretty sure Brian probably has a shrine in his room.
It's
a picture he took of him while he was sleeping.
If you don't know Brian, the reason this was so funny is because Brian typically knows next to nothing about anyone. Like, Brian doesn't care really about he knows names probably.
Like, there's actors he likes, definitely.
Yeah, but he's not like, oh, I'm going to tell you every bit of information about this person. And Mark DePlace is just such a weird one.
And when he got brought up and we barely even knew his name, he was like, oh, you're talking about Mark DePlace. He did this, and that. And it was like, he spouted out his entire
life. You could probably, whatever one edits this, dude. You can probably find that clip in the stream and put it in.
It's like, I don't even like the league. I just watched the entire thing because Mark DePlace is in it.
Yeah. Well, whatever. Brian did say he loved the league, and it's his favorite thing on the planet.
That's true, because Mark DePlace is in it.
Yeah.
I don't even think he's seen Safety Not Guaranteed.
No, of course I don't think he has.
I don't think he has. I think he's only seen
because it was directed. It was directed by Colin Trevorrow, and that made him barf in his mouth.
Yeah. Sucks. Is the only.
Is it Trevorrow or Trevorrow?
No one knows.
Trevorrow. I've always said Trevorrow.
That's the same.
It's probably fine.
I don't think it matters that much. But he goes out in the mountains, and he's told that Mark Duplass wants to film himself doing a video to his unborn son because he has brain cancer. And so, you know, the main character is just like, cool, that sounds fine. And it seems like an easy job. It's kind of weird at first because he's doing weird shit, like just taking his pants off.
He's like, I got brain cancer. It's pretty much, I'm going to die in a few weeks, but I'm hopeful. And it's like, he's just really like weird. Yeah. He's like, I'm going to give you a hug, Bill. Let's hug it out. You're going to be totally normal. It's going to be normal by the end of the day. It's like, this is really weird that you're doing this.
And it very quickly gets not normal.
Oh, yeah. The first thing they do when they start filming is Mark Duplass gets naked and gets in the bathtub. And he does a bathy time or whatever, a tubby time.
Yeah, he pretends to give a baby a bath.
And it's really uncomfortable. It's really weird. But I thought it was hilarious.
Yeah, and then he pretended to drown.
And then he pretends to drown himself.
He's like, why do I have to live? Like,
And so the movie does this thing where it likes to play with you in scenes like that, where as it progresses, it's obvious, like, you know where it's going to go because it's called Creep. And there's really only two characters, so you're like, okay, Mark Duplass is going to be a weirdo murderer.
Yeah, you go on IMDb, there are two actors listed on IMDb.
Yeah. And so you kind of know where it's going, and they start kind of playing with it. Like, Mark Duplass plays it really friendly. Like, the whole movie, he never breaks, like, this.
Yeah, he's super friendly.
Yeah, he never stops being friendly.
So, yeah, without it, that's, like, the premise. I don't want to spoil anything, because I do want people to see it.
Yeah.
So...
Well, if you're into that premise, go see it right now before we start talking about spoilers.
Yeah,
right
let's finish up with non-spoilers, because this is a movie I do want other people to see.
Yeah, and it's pretty recent, so we don't want to.
All right, so Kevin, non-spoiler thoughts, negative and positive?
Honestly, for what it is, I really don't have any negative anything, you know? Like, it's two actors, so I can't be like, well, the acting of sucked, you know? Like, it's just... It's not supposed to be like that, and then it did everything it was trying to do well, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely see it, and it's definitely a unique found footage movie because it's meant to be more like a documentary.
Yes. It's edited more like a documentary, and
just when you think, you know, if this went on, I think it'd be boring, and then right when that happens, something interesting happens or creepy happens, you're like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
And then each time just gets... It's paced pretty well.
Well, and the movie is really carried by Duplass. Like, he, you know...
Oh, yeah, yeah. He's a fascinating character.
He's really good.
It's also carried because of the fact, like you're saying, like, it builds this sort of mystery, but they also throw a bunch of loops at you where you're like, all right, I mean, I know there's something wrong with this, but I'm not quite sure yet what it is because there's a lot of things that could be wrong with this.
You'd be hard pressed to accurately guess what happens in the end. I mean, you probably could.
I found myself overthinking it a lot because they throw so much stuff at you that you're like, I think it has to do with this, but it's like, no, it has nothing to do with
that. That's what I'm saying is like the movie makes you it's great. It plays with your expectations a lot. It makes you think certain things are happening or certain things like you think, you know, Mark Duplass, but you don't.
You also can't tell when something's a joke or not.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing.
Which is brilliant.
Fan like I am of like in a horror movie, like the best thing about a horror movie to me, like when it's scary or not, like is a creep factor. Like creepy horror movies are the best kind to me. Like, because that, like you said earlier before the video, like that just sticks with you.
It does. Because
even if you know what's going to happen, somebody doing something in a creepy way or some creepy scene, like The Shining is a perfect example of that movie's just all creepy.
So yeah. do we want to move into spoilers now?
Yeah, go see it.
All right.
Go see
It's on Netflix.
It'll only take an hour and like 10 minutes.
While you're at it, watch The Dirties too.
Yeah, why
not?
Movies that we talk about.
It reminded me of how much I love The Dirty. Just like seeing another movie where it's found footage and
so possible.
So anyway,
go see Lost City Raiders.
Spoilers at don't it's on see YouTube. That. Don't see that. It is on YouTube though. Spoilers from here on out.
Netflix didn't want it.
So about halfway through the movie, in the very beginning, it's set up that Duplass has this werewolf mask, And
Jesus
Christ. What's the name of the werewolf mask again? It's like Toadie or something. What is it called?
I don't remember.
What is it called? Shoot.
Fuck.
It's called like a food, isn't it? It's a food.
It's like Fuzzy or something like that. I thought it was Fuzzy or something along those lines.
Oh man.
Shit.
I'll tell you right now.
But anyway, the cameraman, I don't even remember, it's Aaron. Aaron.
It's like Skittles or something, dude. It's like
It is like Skittles or something like that. Yeah, no, you're right, I'm not.
Peach Fuzz.
Peach Fuzz. We're both wrong. I knew I was right. I was closer because I said it was like Fuzzy.
But I said it was a food.
Oh, well, you...
We're both... Yeah, Sam's true. Like, we just got to combine forces.
Yeah, we got to combine forces.
Divide
and conquer.
Yeah.
Combine forces, divide and conquer.
Well, we combine to divide.
Yes.
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 You multiply to divide. That's how math works.
Well, you can't divide without multiplying. It's impossible.
It is impossible.
Every division problem starts with multiplication.
That's why we're as successful as we are, as we do the math every
No
every
shapes
time.
Can go into squares. It fits only squares.
But so it sets up that Peach Fuzz, this werewolf mask that DePlace has in that scene, he makes up a totally weird story about his dad using it.
That's the thing is up. That scene is the second time he brings up his dad, and I'm like, okay, something's up with his dad, and his dad does not matter in the end, like, at all. Like yeah, none of it.
Like he just did it like as a common theme.
It's so weird. It's so weird.
Yeah, that's weird. Also, because, like, you see the mask, and that's a pretty good scare, because you're like, what the fuck was that? And they're like, oh, is this where the movie starts getting? It's like, oh, hey, so listen, this is, you know, my dad wore this or whatever, and it's...
I love how Mark Duplass plays off everything in that movie. Like,
everything.
Like, anything creepy or, like, weird that you see, he's just like, did you think I was going to kill you with that axe? That's like, hilarious.
That's so funny.
He does kill you with that axe. Like, he's just so friendly. He's just like, were you thinking when you first came on?
Real talk.
That's hilarious. He's like, I'd wait till nightfall.
Well, and he also, so like,
I got you again. I cannot believe
a big part
that.
Of the movie is it like the thing that
I'm sorry.
The thing that makes you question whether or not you understand DePlace's character is the fact that he's the entire time he's trying to build a friendship with Aaron. So, and like that, every time he gets hurt if Aaron doesn't talk to him, or if like when Aaron wants to leave, he's not just like, oh, you should stay. He doesn't do like this typical, like, no, really, you should stay. But
you
he's like,
say,
you are my best friend.
It's like, oh, I was having a good time.
I really wanted you to stay. We were going to cuddle. It's all stuff like that. And it's just what makes you not understand him. And then the first part that made me crack up was, so about halfway through the movie, it starts to get a little darker. Aaron can't find his car keys.
Oh my God.
And, then night comes and Aaron's like, oh, I'm just going to leave. And, Mark DePlace is like, oh, just come in and have some whiskey with me. And so then they have whiskey. Then Mark DePlace is like, well, I'm going to tell you the real story about Peach Fuzz. It had nothing to do with my dad. Well, my wife watches furry porn, and I raped her wearing that mask one night. And Aaron secretly records that conversation, and it's super dark. That's not what made me laugh. So then Aaron...
It's really creepy, too.
It's really creepy.
It's very unsettling.
You're like...
Because you think you know where the story's going, and you're just like, I don't want to hear the rest of the story. I get it.
Oh, no,
I know
you get it the minute he says the porn thing. You're like, oh, no. Yeah. And then after that... Aaron tries drugging him. He puts Benadryl in alcohol so that he can put him to sleep, and it works for a bit. And then his phone rings, and Mark DePlace wakes up,
and he answers the phone. And he's like, "Oh, it's his sister."
And then it's
his wife or whatever.
It's his wife, and
being his sister. She's like, what do you do? What, get the fuck. What
leave,
is going on?
Leave.
She was more annoyed for what it ended up being, for what him being a murderer and all that. She was like, ugh, he's always doing this. Just, you gotta leave. Like, seriously, go get away from him. He's going to murder
you. Well, it makes you wonder how much she really knows.
Yeah.
You know,
but
is she just like, I'm just used to this. Just get out of there. Okay. Try to run, I guess. or she's like, he's always bringing people over, sucking them into his stupid games or whatever.
But the part that made me laugh is that, so Aaron goes outside and he's trying, like, after he talks with the sister, who's just like, get out of the house, you don't even need your car keys.
Which also means that story wasn't true.
Yes. All
that really awkward, horrible story that made you feel uncomfortable.
That one of the things that really creeped me out is, what if it was true and it was his sister?
Oh God. Oh my God.
Right?
You don't know what's true about it.
You don't know when he's telling the truth. Even to the end of the movie, you don't really you're never filled in on what he's being honest about. But the part that made me laugh is Aaron tries to just walk out the house, and then Mark Duplassy's like, "Are you trying to leave?" And Aaron's like, "Yeah, I know everything." And he's like, I'm so broken by you trying to leave. It makes me so sad that you're trying to leave. And then Aaron's like, "No, I know everything." And then Mark Duplass just runs. He's like, and then he tries running away. And then Aaron's like, "I'm just going to follow him." And he follows him. And you just see him at the end of a hallway with his arms and legs spread out. And he's wearing the werewolf mask.
He's just blocking the door.
Which is funny because it starts off really fun. You're like, and then like, he's wearing the mask.
And then he starts growling. He's not saying anything. He's like,
he doesn't say anything for the rest of that scene. And you're just like,
And it's just a really agonizingly long shot, and you're like,
and he's just like sliding up against the wall. And
I wasn't laughing too much before that. There were like the
I thought the movie would be over at that very moment. I'm like, this is it.
Well, they fake you out. There's like a kerfuffle, or like Aaron or Mark Duplass runs towards Aaron, and the camera just goes black, and then it cuts to a shot of Mark Duplass carrying some bags,
like big old trash bags, and he starts digging a hole.
Yeah.
But then it's revealed that that's just something that happened. It's a video that Mark Duplass sent Aaron several weeks later.
Which is extra creepy.
From that point
he never
on,
saw what was in the bags. He just started burying
the movie just gets funnier and funnier. Like, there's a scene where Mark Duplass sends Aaron a gift box with a stuffed wolf in it, with a heart necklace in it, with pictures of both of them.
Oh yeah, it's
and a DVD where weird. He spills his guts, like he talks about his feelings.
Yeah,
he's like, you know, it's just
he plays it so well. He's just such a genuine like way too nice guy. Like,
yes,
like
yeah, he's like, very genuine about it.
Listen, Aaron, you really hurt
you really
my feelings.
Hurt me. You really hurt my feelings.
It's okay. I understand. You were creeped out. Hurts me though. Like hurts me on the inside.
You're definitely one of my favorites.
There was a shot in the movie that I was like, the movie's like not shot particularly well or anything, but there was a shot that I was like, oh, what a move, where he gets up, he puts the camera down. He's like, I heard something in the back, in the front. I need to go check it out. He's looking around.
Oh yeah.
And then he's checking around, and then he moves. And then like, you just see the front door, and he's just standing there, and Mark Duplass is just standing there. And I was like, oh, nice. Cause you see the door before that.
Yeah.
He walks in front of it, and then he leaves, and he's there.
Yeah.
And then the scene after that, when it starts and the camera's on and he's sleeping, you're like, why would he turn the camera on? And he was sleeping, and then it starts to move. You're like, oh man.
Oh man.
Oh man.
Yeah.
One thing, this isn't like even like an issue, but something I thought about where I was like, he really should have checked his footage more often. Like he would have saw him twice.
Yes.
He would have saw him take his hair, and he would have saw him in his front yard.
Take his hair. And yeah, so about 3/4 of the way through the movie, it makes you think that what's going to happen is Mark Duplass is trying to train Aaron to be a serial killer with him. Like, that's where you think it's going, because he gives him a knife and he's like, use this knife.
I want you to embrace
your inner wolf.
Your inner wolf.
Yeah.
At the same time, though, I'm just like, is he just like, he doesn't know how to express his feelings for someone, and he's like either super gay for him, or he just likes him as a person, wants to be his friend. Like, is he going to kill him? Like, what is this? You know, like, this is definitely not okay, but what is it? What's not okay?
The movie ends with Aaron getting a third video from Mark Duplass, and it's a video just saying, hey, all right, we'll meet at this lake that we met at in the beginning of the movie, or that we went to in the beginning of the movie. It was a bonding experience, and it's a public place. You know, don't worry about it.
It doesn't matter. Like, I'm not going to kill you.
Broad daylight.
And then, and Aaron goes there. And he sits on a bench, and he leaves his camera in his car, and there's just a long
phone to call 911.
Yeah,
the camera.
There's just a long shot where Aaron's sitting on this park bench, looking out at the lake, and then from behind him, Mark Duplass comes up, puts the wolf mask on.
It's a really extreme wide shot. Like, they're really far out in the distance.
Yeah, he's off to the side of the screen, and they just drop something. Like, what did he drop? I didn't even see. He puts on a mask. Like, oh, then he picks up. Like, oh, it's the axe.
And then
and then he waits too.
It's
like,
painfully slow, like that whole thing, like, because you're like,
yeah, it's
oh
not
man,
quick
that's really
all.
Creepy. And I was like, is he just gonna hit? Like, what's gonna happen? Is he just gonna hit him with an axe? Oh, he does.
Even up until that point, I thought that there was still the possibility that Mark Duplass would just be like, Gotcha. Yeah, I did. Gotcha, I was scaring gotcha. You. Oof. You did you think I was going to kill you?
Yeah, and
then he just buries that axe in his fucking right in his head.
And then it cuts to another.
Like, I'm sitting there, I'm like, oh, something else is going
to
happen.
It cuts to Mark Duplass in an editing room or in a dark room where he's editing. And he's watching over that footage. And he says one of my favorite lines ever written. And he's just like, Aaron, to this day, I thought it was smart of you.
And he's like rewatching it.
Yeah, he's replaying it. He's like, Aaron, I think it was smart of you to have brought your camera. I think it was smart of you to have had 911 on speed dial. But to this day, it was puzzling me why you didn't look back. Why did you just not turn around? And now I know.
I just thought that was just ridiculous.
You are the greatest person that's ever lived.
That's just you. You know,
you up until the very end, you did not believe that I would do any harm to you.
And that's why you are the best person who's ever lived. And he's just he's got like a tear in his eye. Just
like, means it.
He puts a heart on his DVD.
Yeah. And then the last shot or the last sequence of shots reveals that he has a cupboard full of videos
and he's calling someone else like, hey, I need you to come record something.
Yeah.
For me.
So it's implying that he's been doing this for years and he does it like every weekend. Forever. Yeah.
Yeah, but he loved this one.
So all in all,
was true love.
This was the most special one. I think it's a really fun low budget horror comedy. I mean, I wouldn't say go into it expecting like the funniest thing ever. I don't
know. No, it's just a good movie.
I think if you don't have like our sense of humor, you might not find it as funny as I did. But I found it hilarious.
It'll definitely creep you out for sure.
The performances are really good.
It earns that title.
Definitely. Yeah.
Any other final thoughts?
Go see Creep.
Yeah, go see Creep. It's on Netflix.
It's on Netflix.
That's so I heard they're doing a Creep 2.
Ah.
The two guys.
He's back.
Aaron's back.
Aaron's back.
Because the two characters, they just wrote and directed the movie. Like, even Mark Duplass.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because Mark Duplass and the guy wrote it both.
Hmm.
And then the other guy directed, and then... You know, obviously Mark Duplass mainly starred in it. So there was two people working on that movie for the most part. So I heard they're doing a Creep 2, and I'm like, what's that going to be like? Like, well, when's that coming? What's that going to be about? And apparently they said that they want to do a Creep 2, but it's about it's a completely different movie, like to where it's about different characters. It just goes for something kind of similar.
Mm-hmm.
Like the Cloverfield movies were like,
might be cool.
It's like, it's not the same. It's like, it won't be about the main characters. It won't be about the same guy as last night. It'll be about something different, but it'll be the same kind of thing.
Will it be the same two actors still? Like, will they just be playing different characters?
They didn't say. So either way, that sounds like it could be interesting. And
I would say go see Creep. It's great.
Definitely check it out.
So Sam Slade, what are your recommendations?
For next week. Are Day of the Dead I asked for last time.
Bringing it back.
Sam, so you can, if you keep asking for it for Christmas, you know.
Oh,
you might
shit!
Get it.
This is so perfect. Go!
You know, because these other two options are also really great. Fateful Findings, which I've seen the first 30 minutes of, and so Fateful Findings, it stars this guy named I can't believe I don't remember his name, but he is basically the new Tommy Wiseau, is what people are calling him. He writes, directs, stars, and produces all his own movies, and he's the main character. And each main character, he's the greatest person
ever made.
I've seen the first 20 or 30 minutes of it, and it's amazing far. And I've been planning on getting into his movies lately.
Amazing,
because
like
I'm like,
bad.
Oh, I got it. Like, yeah, like they're all horrible movies.
Hmm.
And I've been meaning to see like all of his movies because like I've heard so much about him.
Mm-hmm.
So we should all see that movie, I think, at some point.
Cool.
That sounds like it's getting my vote.
And then the last one is called the niche horror movie that some people might have seen but went under the radar. Will get us views. Casted Answer is a movie called The Black Coat Daughter. It's on Amazon Prime, and. I don't know anything about it except for Red Letter Media really likes it, but it has like a 5 point something on IMDb.
Huh.
But they said it's really good. That's all I know about it. And it's like a niche horror movie.
Weird.
Like that.
Well, they Red Letter Media is famous for liking horror movies that no one else has either seen or likes.
Yeah.
Neil Breen. There we go. Neil Breen's the guy that writes, directs. He's the new Tommy Wiseau or whatever.
So my vote's going to go for new Tommy Wiseau guy movie.
So what's that one called?
Fateful Findings.
Fateful Findings. Oh, shit. All right,
Fateful Findings it is.
Lost that camera.
That's okay.
Fateful Findings. Fateful Findings. Woo! We didn't even need a button that time.
No.
Well, that sounded like the best option to me because it wasn't Day of the Dead, and we just did the whole...